Today is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 484, 858 through 484, 928 and warrants number 8685 through 8686.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 15th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for September 15th, 2025.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes from September 15th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll do a bid recommendation 202-508-586. This will be for Armsaw Attachments. With us this morning, we have Commission Assistant Ms. Jordan Marler, along with our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In response to RFB number 202-508-586. This is for an arm saw attachment. We received one bid from Limb Buster LLC out of Smithton, Missouri, in the total amount of $15,072 with a one-year warranty, and delivery time is within 1 week.
Do we still have to worry about the emissions and the way that they mount on the tractors? And do you remember that a few years ago whenever we had to make sure it all fit? And
this skid steer attachment should.
Okay, so, I'm sorry.
Yeah, should fit.
So no issues, okay.
No issues with it.
And our intent, if decide to go on with this, purchase one for each barn, or?
Yeah, that would be the ideal situation. If it works out, we'd like to just purchase one for all three districts. And
okay. Okay, got any questions?
Nope.
Move to award bid number 202-508-586 to Limb Buster LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of personnel policy manual revision R22. With us this morning, we have Ms. Dawn Blue. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have updated names for our department administrators and elected officials.
Mm-hmm. And the jury.
And then the jury revision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was nothing added, just a removal on that one, correct? Okay.
Move to approve the personnel policy manual changes as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agreement for the integrated cloud payroll. This is human resource, time, and labor management and employee scheduling, technology solutions and service support. This is file number 2018-100CM for commission. Once again, we have Ms. Blue in front of us to present the Time Clock Plus.
This is our for our timekeeping payroll. So we'll be able to enter in payroll.
Has there been any changes to the equipment since we had our roundtable discussion on this previously?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. And the agreement that we have in front of us has been reviewed by our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has presented a letter that is dated September 18th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. It does start out as a five-year contract with them, with an initial purchase price and then a subsequent annual cost.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
I do not.
Move to approve the agreement for integrated cloud payroll, human resources, time and labor management, and employee scheduling technology solutions and service support by and between Time Clock Plus LLC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have anybody from our maintenance department in here? Okay, they may be busy this morning. Our next order of business is the approval of the plan service agreement renewal. This is for the Justice Center. This is file number 25-101, maintenance. The agreement we have in front of us is between Taney County and Johnson Controls. It is for the annual backflow and fire alarm system inspections at the Taney County Justice Center. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated September 17th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. It looks as if it's quite the inspection that they do. Mm-hmm. 47 different smoke detectors, 147 duct detectors, water flow test, and tamper switches, all to be checked, along with the wet sprinkler system.
Move to approve the plan service agreement renewal, Justice Center, file number 25-101, and for maintenance between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of contract of employment. This will be file number 25-103, Road and Bridge. Once again with us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. The agreement we have in front of us has been reviewed by Mr. Elliott with a letter and accompanied by a letter dated September 17th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. It spells out that there has only been one change, which is an hourly rate change for the drone pilot one. This would be for a 12-month contract starting commencing as of September 15th, 2025, for a 12-month period.
Got any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the contract by and between Great River Associates Incorporated, doing business as Great River Engineering in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the amendment to the agreement for engineering services. This is file number 25-102, Road and Bridge. Once again, it is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 17th, 2025. The change in this one was through the end of 2025, so it will go through December 31st, 2025, and it would be for the hourly billing rates.
Questions?
None.
None.
Move to approve the amendment to the agreement for engineering services by and between HDR Engineering Incorporated, Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack. Our last order of business we have down here this morning will be our court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from the Taney County Clerk's Office. What we have in front of us is a personal property paid abatement.
Yes.
It looks as if the individual has provided a bill of sale for their camper compared to what they were originally evaluated at.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. Am I reading this wrong?
I'm not quite sure. This is what was in the system that I printed off for you that was scanned into the orange.
So what is the rate in which that's, do we know what that should be assessed on?
They had put the personal property paid abatement in and asked them the questions.
Do we want to hold on to this one for a week until we get clarification on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that would be best.
The values aren't, the two different values aren't lining up. I just want to, I have a couple questions.
Okay. I'll go over and visit with the girls and figure that out for you.
Yep. If you don't mind.
Sure.
Do you see the discrepancy?
I'm sorry?
Do you see the discrepancy? I'll ask the questions later on.
Yeah, and see if maybe we can get a copy of the 2025 personal property paid so that way we can kind of compare.
Okay. Yeah, because one's showing $33,000, one's showing
$50,000. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see that. Okay. Well, the $50,000 looks like it's the bill of sale of what they financed for.
Well, I don't think that's.
But I also see where you're talking about. The 33 is the total valuation on the
2021. Well, 32,330 then. Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll just look at it next week.
Okay, yep. Sounds good. I'll visit with the girls and kind of get it clarified.
Okay, so we just take no action at this time. Okay. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for 9:30 upstairs for Taney County Regional Sewer District Roundtable, and then immediately following that, the PowerSite Community Center Project presentation. So I have 9:14 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.